our fellowship with Him, opening to go deeper with Him in a day-by-day way. And we come to the matter of singing. Singing. So I just like to draw on the board a simple three circles. And most of you know the body, the soul, and the spirit. And where out of these three circles would we like to spend all day long? We like to be here all day long. But usually, where do we wake up in the morning? We wake up in our soul. We wake up in our mind, in our emotions, in our schedule. But singing helps us into our spirit. So the other day, I was playing Chutes and Ladders with one of my sons. Chutes and Ladders is a game where you just roll the dice, and if you get on the right number, you get on a ladder. And the first person to 100 wins. Do you remember this, Brother Dave? And then if you get on one of these numbers, then you're on a slide that takes you all the way back. Many times your phone calls or text messages is this slide that takes you back out of the spirit and into your soul. And many times you just drop the Lord. You drop your Bible, you drop your hymnal, and you run out the door. Okay? I'm just being honest. Turn off your phone. Shut off your laptop. But when you get on this number, it takes you into the heavenlies. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I like to take 2 minutes, 3 minutes to tell you the hymnals, the songs, is one of the ways that brings you here into the Spirit. So let's take out our hymnal here real quick. You might have it on your iPod, or your iTouch, your iPad, or something. So let's flip to the beginning. If you don't have an electronic version, you have what I have. This is a gold bar. Some of you don't own one. I encourage you to buy one. This is a gold bar. You will go through experiences that maybe only one hymn in this book will be able to help you pass through. Our life is a life of valleys and of hills. And the hymns will help you back to be in fellowship with the Lord. So this was completed sometime in the early 80s. Okay? This was completed, and it's in two sections. For some of you who don't know, let's open the very beginning. And if you probably, it's even more helpful if you have the book. It'll tell you all the different subsections of the all the headings. So you have regarding the blessing of the Trinity, the worship of the Father, the praise of the Lord, the fullness of the Spirit. Many of these we sing on the Lord's Day. You should know these. You should be expert in these. Assurance and joy of salvation, 284 to 348. You just go through all of this is for your benefit. All of this is for healing of your soul. All of this is to bring you into your spirit. You know, in the second section, hymns 1081 to 1348, you might just be going through things, and you go through and you see the heading, encouragement. Encouragement, you see, for pressing on, you say, Lord, that's exactly where I'm at. I need to press on. I feel like I'm going backwards. You go 1205, what's 1205? I have no idea what's 1205. You open up 1205 and you say, oh, I've sung this before. I've sung this before. 1205. Maybe you know how it goes. Maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. You just read it with your spirit. Press on toward the goal. Oh, Lord. Lord, I don't feel like pressing on this morning. But you're the pressing on one in me. Toward the goal. Lord, what's the goal? I'm confused. The all-inclusive Christ. Wow! Lord, you are my goal to gain the prize. Lord, I'd like to gain the prize. And you just start fellowshipping with the Lord, with a hymn. You just enjoy. These hymns, every one of them, is very similar to the crystallization of psalms that many of us just went through. Psalms are the inward feelings, the sentiments of godly men and women of the past in their experience with the Lord. Same way with the hymns. All of these are their own personal experience with the Lord. When you enter into one of these hymns, you enter into their experience as well, of touching the Lord, of loving the Lord, of consecrating yourself to the Lord. They're all in here. And lastly, I'd like to say this, and I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I know some of you don't like to sing. I know some of you feel your voice isn't the best. I know some of you feel like you can't record a CD, a music CD, and that because of that, you don't need this. Actually, a dear brother I know, he says this to me. Bill, I can't sing, and I'm just going to leave it aside. Brothers and sisters, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Actually, your time with the Lord is not being recorded. It's just you and Him. Just enjoy Him. Spend time with Him. If you know the hymns, great. But I doubt if anybody knows all 1,348. Hymnal.net. I won't write it on the board. Hymnal.net. It's a website that will help you to know some of the melodies of the songs.
Praise the Lord. I have to echo our brother. This is a gold bar. And hallelujah. You know, I'm a third generation Christian. My grandmother, she got saved through hymns. And when I was growing up in the church life, I was fifth grade. My mom says, hey, why don't you join your older brother, go to the meetings. Young people's meetings. Okay. And when I went, we sang a lot. This was in the Philippines. We sang a lot. You know, I can't tell you the day and time, like some can, where you were, like Brother Marty was talking about yesterday, where he prayed to receive. I can't tell you that. I grew up in the church life. But I tell you, when we began to sing, something in my spirit just got enlivened. And the very first gospel I spoke, I was in fifth grade. I told a friend of mine one day, hey, you know you can eat Jesus? Amen. What? Look at this song. It says, some these days, right? Some these would tell us that Jesus is not food. What? That we only need to know about him and do good. Right? But let me tell you, right? We're here to tell you, brothers, it's not, it's right. Jesus is the bread of life. We eat him every day. So through the hymns, I got saved. And through the hymns, I can preach the gospel. The hymns are awesome. And you know what? These hymns, they're not just songs. They are, like our brother said, the very sentiment. The very, sometimes you capture the thought, even the revelation of all the rich experiences of so many brothers and sisters who have gone before us. Okay? You will go through a lot of things in your human life, especially starting in college. You're making decisions that affect your whole life. You'll go through a lot of things, right? How many here, you try to confess to the Lord, and you feel still so dirty, and you just get attacked by the enemy, and sometimes you just don't know what to do, right? You don't have to show your hands. I was like that. But you know what? Let me show you this song here, 889. Okay? And if you can, especially if you don't know the hymnal that well, write down these songs. Okay? These are the songs that I've enjoyed. I'm sure Dennis could share with you many more songs. But 889 is a song on truth. Because many times when you are attacked by the enemy, we need to speak the divine word. Right? The way we overcome the accuser of the brothers in Revelation, right, is because of the blood and because of the word of our testimony. So sometimes you feel like a worm. You feel like dirt. You just committed a sin. You were just beset with some kind of failure, but you just begin to sing this song. By the blood of Christ, the victor, overcome the enemy. By his virtue and his power, you will win the victory. By the blood of Christ, the victor, counter him who does accuse. By the blood for you defending, all the slanderers blame refuse. By the blood of Christ the victor, God's sure faithfulness believe. Through the blood of your Redeemer, God's forgiveness now receive. By the blood of Christ the victor, your position now declare. Through the blood prevailing ever, all his victory fully share. You know, even after you sing this song, right, you can tell Satan to shut up and go back to the lake of fire. Amen. I am cleansed by the blood of Christ the victor. Amen. After singing this song, you'll be in the heavenlies. Look at this. By the blood of Christ the victor, standing in the heavenlies, in the power of Christ ascended, tread the principalities. Amen. Yeah, so these songs are not just sentiments. They are full of the truth. When we speak the truth, right? In Ephesians 5, it says, be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So not only sing, we begin to speak this thing. We encourage one another, and we also put down the enemy, the accuser of the brothers. Okay? Now, sometimes, you know, you just feel like blah. You don't know even how to start, how to spend time with the Lord, right? And we just feel like we're in darkness. It's just everything's cloudy. Here's a good song, 426. 426. Okay? Sorry, there's just so much riches in here. I could be for 3 hours here, but I only got 8 minutes. But 426 is a very good song just to open to the Lord. For the Lord's light, for the Lord's shining, right? It says here, remove my covering, Lord, that I may see thy light and be deceived no more, but all things see aright. I hardly know myself. I'm deceived so much by pride. I often think I'm right and am self-satisfied. I know you, Lord, even less. In doctrine, shallowly. But true revelation I lack of your reality. So on and so forth. As you begin, this is a song written by Brother Lee. Could you imagine this person who has seen so much revelation, who has so much experience of Christ, yet this is, when he comes to the Lord, this is a way of being emptied out again so that we can receive some fresh light from the Lord. And maybe one last one. You know, who here goes through suffering? Misunderstandings, despisings, scorn, right? I'd like to share to you 1137, right? You know, this is a song on longing for fellowship of Christ's sufferings. And basically this song is talking about, you know, one day we will be in glory. We will be with the Lord. No more tears, no more suffering. Yet, in that day, we won't have any more chance for the Lord to heal our broken heart. In that day, there will be no more trials and hardship and lost happiness and suffering born for his sake. So it's like the writer here of the song you know, we like to avoid suffering. But this writer realized, you know, these sufferings cause us to enjoy the Lord. Amen. Right? Let me read to you this verse in 4. Oh, chances to suffer for him are so few. His shame and derision to bear. Such blessed opportunities soon pass away, that he in our troubles may share. All lowliness, misunderstandings and scorn, despisings and sorrows will flee. I treasure these blessings, for through them, O Lord, I enter sweet oneness with thee. Doesn't this song uplift your vision, your view, when you're going through so many trials and sufferings and misunderstandings? And there's another song, 626. Each blow I suffer is true gain to me. For in the place of what thou takest, thou dost give thyself to me. Praise the Lord. So, and one last thing, I mean, you can write it down. But one last thing is a very practical way. Not just in singing, but in your time with the Lord. Learn, just like in the song we sang, Lord, I would linger here. When you're prayer reading the word, when you're calling on the Lord's name, when you're going through a song, don't go through the song like, okay, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. If the Lord touches you on the second line of verse 1, linger there. Stop. Open to the Lord. Right? That song 426, I hardly know myself. Maybe just that word, Lord, do I really know myself? Lord, I need your shining. I think I know who I am, but I realize I don't know who I am. Maybe spend an hour just on that line. Right? Maybe another hour in the second verse, so on and so forth. But learn to linger before the Lord. Eventually, so in this way, you need to schedule out the time. Like yesterday, Brother Leland, right? If you want to spend time with the Lord, you need a good amount of time. So if we consecrate that in our schedule, your Christian life would be so enriched. Whether it's prayer reading the word, calling on the Lord's name, confessing, repenting, loving the Lord, and also in the hymns, there's so many riches here, so that your walk with the Lord, your relationship with the Lord would be so rich, so enjoyable, and so deep. Amen. Maybe we can use the song that we sang, 812. And for those of you who know this to the tune to this 426, maybe use this time, these songs, in your time with the Lord.